tuning in to Chaos Culture Radio, dropping knowledge in the studio, you already know.
Thank you for tuning in to Chaos Culture Radio. This is Prince Hakeem.
And this is your man, Ronnie Ron.
This is your boy, New Jordan Era. Let's go. Let's get it.
Let's get it. People, it seems like death is normal now. Killing is normal on a regular basis. The killing of innocents. What hurts even more is the killing of babies. My prayers go out to the families, the mothers, the fathers, the aunties, the uncles, the cousins, to the people who suffered. Now, we have to have a serious conversation. And when are we going to do something? Not the government, because they already let us know they don't care. When babies with Pokemon lunchboxes and Spider-Man book bags are getting gunned down, something got to stop. We need to sit down and have a conversation. It's not a black, white, Hispanic, Asian thing. It's a people situation now. Now this thing's starting to become a real issue. They just gunned down grandmothers. Now y'all gunning down toddlers. People who not supposed to have guns are able to access them. We have on top of that, we have a mental health issue. Baby, we talking about babies here, bro. They didn't even set up. They didn't even have their first crush or their first kiss. Baby, when the co-host told me about that, I couldn't even fathom. I have a niece. I have friends who have kids. They bring joy in our life. And we're men. We would want to, any one of us would have wanted been there to die for. But the question I've seen now is, as I'm reflecting, as recently we have 10 mass shootings in the last couple of days. This is the worst. I'm not saying Buffalo wasn't the worst. I'm not saying that. Because they gunned down grandmothers. But these babies. It's time for us to take a stand now. It's time for us, if you know your cousin not right, it's time for us to start snitching. It's time for us to start putting some of these dudes in jail. And my beloved white folks, you know some of your people ain't right. You know it. You have an opportunity to stop certain killings. This is the year where we need to put a stop to a lot of these people before they start preventing mass destruction. 14. You drop 14 at once? Like this a Lakers game? When I found out he was deceased, I had nothing but joy in my heart. But then I said to myself, what about the shooter's pain? What is she going to go through? Her name is stained. Now, she's going to be known as the mother who raised a mass. Fellas, what's your intake on it?
No, my thing is, I think now since the society we live in today, it seems like it's starting to become a clout. I'm going to go get a gun. I'm going to start shooting up kids. I'm going to start shooting up grandma. I'm going to start shooting up grocery stores. Start showing up churches. And so I get this clout. So I get this form of fame. People going to not swear my name. Because now, look, everybody now of Salvador Ramos from Texas. Because now he killed 14. He killed 14 kids, man. On this podcast, we really serve my kids because they are the future. Yep. They are our future generation. Because after us, they're the one up. But now they're trying to annihilate them and get them out the face of the earth. And it's heartbreaking because, you know, I'm planning on having children in the near future. Jordan's planning on having children in the near future. How can you plan on having children?
Facts.
To see that we're living in a society that anybody can grab a gun and go to elementary school and shoot up a place that's supposedly, by law, supposed to protect your children for 8 hours a day. So my best bet is for the people of Washington, like I was telling Hakeem, while I was telling Hakeem before we started the podcast, I think now we need to start having military soldiers in these schools and these grocery stores because people are lost their damn mind. With this social media era, everybody say, now I'm going to become a killer. This is heartbreaking and it's sickening. We live in my stomach and I just finished eating dinner. It's just terrible.
What I want to say is, you know, to people to know this, there is evil in this world. There's evil. It could be anywhere. You know, any city you in, any state you in, any country you in, you know, evil is everywhere. And to go into, like I said, right, to go to these schools, grocery stores, colleges, high schools, and just try to kill the innocents, yo. And this is what the evil people do. They look at innocents, places that are innocent, where people can't do nothing, who are going about their original daily lives, kids do what they need to do, go to school, learn, like, this is what evil infests in. And to do that, we have to protect that. Where Ronnie was saying, we have these not the U.S. Coast Guard, but the not the Army Reserve. What is it?
I think it's the Army Reserve.
Yeah, I believe you should have like an Army Reserve to cover the high schools and in our elementary schools. At least one.
I agree.
Because that's only, I mean, I feel like that would have the potential what you need, because how I'm thinking about it is now, if I had kids, I probably want to have to probably homeschool.
I agree with that too. Yep.
Just to know they're protected in my hands.
Same here. Or the fathers of the people at the school get together and start doing rotating shifts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You out there with a big stick on you. This is what has to happen. They did that in New Orleans. No, they did that in Louisiana. You remember that?
Yep.
They said in a matter of weeks, the fighting had stopped.
Yep. Fact. That's a fact.
Sometimes we got to patrol our own, especially after homegrown terrorists like this.
Mm-hmm. But the thing, I keep my tax dollars paid for the military. We paid for the cloud. They serve and protect our church. That's what we paid for.
You're right, man. It's just for some reason, man, we keep crying and telling people, hey, man, something's wrong. There's too many guns in the wrong people. A lot of people, did people forget how many years it's been since Sandy Hook? Remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And conspiracy theorists still think that wasn't real. No, man, them babies got killed. For the love of Christ, man.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, like I said, like this, what we see right now, we can't focus on, the local or state or federal, because we kind of see this like every few months. All they do is making a speech about it, but not doing anything about it. So I feel like it's like I said, back when what happened in New Orleans, I feel like it's our job in our community to get together one another to make sure our kids are safe, because to me, this is going to happen again.
No, facts.
That's the thing. That's what I'm afraid of. I don't want this to become a norm.
Right.
Like, thing now, because now people gonna get used to it and say, oh well, it was a killing spree down the street. Let's continue to keep on living.
This is why, and I'm telling people here, this is when things have to start to look, you have to start to look yourself in the mirror and start to ask the people running, hey, we can stop this, we can stop this. Some of y'all know somebody whom head ain't right. We can drop a dime on a nigga. Some of y'all know Joaquin up the street who got a couple hammers and he been like fidgeting lately, or get his hammers away from him. Or what, the brothers and sisters are standing outside. Make sure you gripped up when you taking your mama or your kids to school and you out here. Sometimes it's our responsibility to take our lives back. This is the greatest country in the world, and you telling me we having third world problems? You talking about a place with debit cards and you can go get you a McNugget when we have third world problems with some shit like this could happen in Nigeria every day. Remember when they kidnapped them schoolgirls with ease? So it's easy here? Because America love their guns. They do. They love their guns in the wrong hands of the people.
Preach.
Homegrown terrorists. What's that gun club? What's the association who fight gun laws?
I think it's N.
The NRA?
Yeah, NRA.
I'm not going to say nothing about them because, they got too much power. But, hey, look at your work, baby. We got to say mental health is an issue.
Yeah. I was saying that. I say a lot of men are dealing with mental health because of the lack of father, the lack of social media, and a lot of what's going on today. Because remember, today society's trying to defeminize the men.
You want to know what made me so disgusted about this, though, to be real with you? This weak, impotent young man couldn't even step to no steppers. You heard me? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
This weak young man couldn't go to no gangsters. If you wanted to shoot out, why you ain't go deal with the Mexican mafia. Why you ain't shoot they block up? Why you ain't go war with them? Not the babies. They won't. They bought gunplay. Why you ain't do that, Ramos? The Mexican mafia was all in there. They ready for war. Why you ain't go shoot them up? If you wanted to go out with a blazing glory, why you ain't tap their jaw? Not the babies. It's people like me who want third war torture, but dudes like that. Because you want to know something? In our heart, we don't care nothing. We don't care nothing else but the babies and the mothers.
And the thing is, about Hakeem, that type of person, they would never step against us like that.
No.
They wouldn't even, it wouldn't even be a thought.
And it's crazy because now it seems like they're attacking the woman and the children. They're not attacking the man. They're attacking the woman and the children.
Let me tell you what Peyton, that disgusting human being, said when he came here. He was looking for soft targets.
See how evil that is?
That's what Ramos did. He was looking for soft targets. Kids who couldn't even defend themselves. Why didn't you come to the steppers who ready to die? You wouldn't even make it past the school hall if you was on a notorious block. He would have got gunned down, Swiss cheesed up. Matter of fact, what's up with hand-to-hand combat? You want to die so bad? I'm trying to process this in my mind, and I try to look, and mind you, first off, we haven't seen none of the pictures of the victims because they're underage. But I'm seeing pictures of kids that I see every day that I just mainly go about my business, buy a cup of coffee. Sometimes my local coffee shop, there's a woman who goes in there to bring her daughter in there. I buy them stuff. She's in my mind. I think about that, and I think about where are we going as Americans? The greatest country in the world. The most powerful one.
And one thing a lot of people didn't get credit to Trump for, remember there was a mass shooting during the Trump era. You saw that he brought the military in. The crime rate went down.
Yeah. Trump handled things a little bit more tasteful than what we're dealing with now. A lot of people forgot the Obama era had a bunch of situations. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a bunch of bodies dropping in the Obama era. And they still couldn't get over and over gun law. Now we got a mass shooting every day. The question I'm asking my viewers and listening here, when is it going to be, is your family member next? I want to get gripped up. I want to stand... I want to go to my local supermarket and just stand on guard with the binoculars, with a stick in the trunk. Just as I see anybody come out, hopping out with a tactical gear. We blowing. That's what it looked like now. We got to start protecting our community from domestic and foreign. Listen what I tell you. From people who are not from our neighborhood and people who are in our neighborhood. I didn't forget about you gangbangers either. We didn't forget about y'all. It's somewhere special for you. I'll turn in my own brother if he was a gangbanger. It's a special place for a lot of y'all. This stuff is going to stop, but it's going to stop with us. If you listening to me, people, listen to me clearly. Do the right thing. Stop somebody before they hurt other people. I'm telling you. I know you might love that person. I know you care for them. I know that person is close to you. But think of the families that are hurting right now. Baby. We almost out the door. I'm over 40. I got leave. Who knows if I got 20 or even 2 left in me. But I want them babies to survive, though. Because they're gonna let everybody know that we was here. You just killed 14 of them. They were supposed to let the future know that their parents were here. They're not here anymore. I just don't know what to say, man. That shit just crushes. Like you gotta be a human being. And I'm telling you, if none of y'all don't feel nothing about that, dog, y'all need to question where your heart is at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we constantly seeing people die. It's not us, it's them. And you know what I mean? Sometimes we try to think about a black or a white thing. Murder is murder at the end of the day.
Fact.
Regardless of what the motive is, murder is murder.
Fact.
What are we going to do to stop it, to protect the people? That's all I'm saying is, you know what I mean? If you care about people enough to want to see people living, You know what I'm saying? Like, I just hope people realize that. I'm praying for people. I just, if it was up to me, man, if the families can hear this, man, I just want to love on y'all. I just want to pray for you with De Jesus. I just want to love on you. I can't even fathom even losing a family member. And we lost family members. People done lost mamas on here. We done lost brothers. You know what I mean? Like, so I just want to love on y'all. It's crazy. That's really all I got to say. And it's crazy that I can only offer my prayers. I wish I could just bring your kids back for you. That's really what I want to do, man. I want to just stop the pain in your heart. This pain is going to be forever. I just want to love on y'all. Just love on y'all. That's really all I got to say on that.
And me, all I got to say, too, like I keep saying, I think it's time for the people to get more involved in Washington. It's time for them to have more stricter laws, more stricter policies. This mass shooting has gone out of control this year. I think over the period of time, it's been over 20 shootings this year alone. And people are losing loved ones. People are losing mothers, babies. And now it's going way too far. This has to stop. That's all I have to say on that.
What I gotta say is, you know, to the people who's in small communities and large communities, if y'all wanna see this to start, y'all gotta come together and do something as well. Because if you don't start something, this will continue to happen probably on a monthly basis. And we have to do something, especially in our communities around the country. That's my final thought.
And you already know, on the behalf of KR Culture Radio, our condolences, our prayers go out to the victims that were involved in the shooting. And it's, we over and out. Peace.
Man, I just appreciate y'all just listening. Stay tuned for the next episode.